Here. Now it's going to be my privilege to have all the littles come up, and I need all of you because we got a big job today. So all the littles, come on up. Have a seat. And I want to welcome you to Mystery Manners. It's not Mystery Manor. I guess that's a Halloween thing. This is Mystery Manners. So we're talking about being at the table and table manners, and we're talking about mystery. What do you think's in this bag? What do you think could be in here? Rocks could be rocks, yeah. Charlie Brown always got rocks. Anything else you think might be in here? Well, so here's what I want to ask you. What do you know about table manners? Manners at the table. Anybody want to volunteer something you know about table manners? How about, what are the bad manners that you can have at a table? How about if you just lean down on the table and you don't want to eat? What do your folks usually say? Sit up straight. Anybody ever get that? Anybody ever get that? What about when you're messy? What about when you plop your head right in your food? What about that? What do you do with that? Do you have to have good table manners when the table gets messy? Yeah, you kind of do. So I thought we should get messy. What do you think? Let's have something really, really messy. And I think we're going to do this. This is going to be fun. How about Jell-O? Mom, what do you think? Jell-O?
Absolutely not.
Okay, no Jell-O. How about chocolate? Dad, chocolate?
No way.
No chocolate.
No.
All right. No chocolate. So if we're not going to do that, we're going to have to do something like Jesus did. Now, let me tell you about Jesus' table. Jesus didn't have chocolate or pudding, but he had a really messy table. His table wasn't so much messy because of what he was eating. It was because of one of his special table manners that he had. So when you guys have too much of something on your plate, what do you do with it? Sam? You can say no thank you. Excellent manners. You can say please. If you don't have enough, can I have more? But what do you do if you have too much? You give it to your parents. You share it. Jesus had several times when he had special meals where he turned a little bit of food into a lot of food, and there was a bunch of sharing. He had a special meal at the very end of his ministry where he shared, but all throughout his ministry, he invited people to his table, and they shared something really messy, like Paschetti. You think Jesus had Paschetti?
No.
He shared something even messier. He shared love for people that some said didn't belong at his table. And some said he didn't belong at their table. So, you know how it is when we have our communion? Everybody's invited. Well, that's from Jesus. Everybody's invited to our table, and we should be encouraged to eat at the table with others. So I have some really, really, really messy spaghetti. And in just a minute, we're going to share with all of them. I'm going to have you take a big old wad of this juicy, gooey spaghetti and give it to everybody out there. But before we do, what do we always do when Jesus gives us something at our table? We like to say thanks, don't we? Can you guys help me in an old-fashioned thanks? Do you know the God is great? Somebody know that one? Yes! How about you guys? You know God is great? You ready? So this is our prayer, and then I'm going to send you out. Ready? Bow your head. God is great, God is good. Let us thank him for our food. In his hands we offer. Give us, Lord, our daily bread. Amen. All right, now if the big kids want to help, they can. But everybody reach in and get a little handful of spaghetti and go share with everybody that you can find. There's only a little in here, so share good. Can we have a little traveling music for sharing spaghetti?
Sure, a little traveling music. Can I get a microphone?
Go share.
Can I get a microphone?
I'll sing if you'll play.
On top of spaghetti,
all covered with cheese,
love,
I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed. It rolled off the table and onto the floor, and then my poor meatball went right out the door.
Give yourselves a hand, guys. William, after that, I think we need a prayer. I think we need a serious prayer to fix that.
Oh, boy. I had some love shared with me.
Don't eat it for lunch.
And it's wonderfully messy.